National civil rights leaders are gathering in Memphis to commemorate this 50th anniversary, and one local Arizona man is also there. Gary Flannoy made the trip to Memphis for the historic anniversary, and I got a hold of him before today's events began to talk about why he made the trip and what he wants the next generation to know about King's legacy.
Well, I certainly wanted to commemorate his legacy, to be a part of that as we deal with a world like we have today. His message was so poignant. It was relevant 50 years ago. It's still relevant today. So I wanted to honor this leader and keep his name and legacy alive. Mm-hmm. It's not just a holiday or a day off.
Yeah. And you said that you also were there 10 years ago on the 40th anniversary of MLK's assassination and marched then as well. What did you get out of it then, and what do you hope to get out of the march today?
Well, you learn so much more about the man and the movement. You learn that it's still relevant, the things that he fought for, humanity, equal justice, the war on poverty, all those things that he stood for still stands today. And so it's good to see people of like minds, thousands of people here at these various symposiums representing that. And so it's motivation. Helps me to, you know, stay on my journey of trying to honor his name wherever I can.
And what have you been doing since you've been there? You've been to several speeches, it sounds like, and you're attending the march later.
Yesterday and today, there's been symposiums that's dealing with where do we go from here? And there's just so much to take in. Last night, I attended a symphony orchestra, and they had the sanitation workers from that are still alive from, you know, 1960s that were part of that movement. So it was just a great event to honor those gentlemen. Their message then was, I am a man. And I think today, with the shootings of black men, I think we need the country to understand that we are a man and we are human and we're part of this race. So not only does all lives matter, that includes Black Lives Matter.
And I know that you petitioned the governor and the city council to name the new South Mountain Freeway after Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And you also spoke when the city council was considering renaming Broadway Road after Martin Luther King Jr. Why do you think those things are important? Is it a matter of keeping his legacy alive for you?
Absolutely. But it's also opportunity to educate the next generation. When you talk about Dr. King or his holiday, kids just take it off, you know, as it's another day, it's a day off. But I think we need to recognize it's a day of service. The sacrifices he made for us, all America, to be where we are today is phenomenal. And so I want to make sure the next generation really retains that and understand that and move his legacy forward. We still have the same issues that we must stand for: police brutality, poverty, the war on poverty, the right to earn a fair wage. So again, we need to retain that history and make sure the next generation understands and never forget.
All right. Gary Flannoy, thank you so much for your time today.
Great. Thank you.
Gary Flannoy is a local Phoenix activist who's in Memphis now for the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr.